With the loss of approximately 500,000 automotive jobs in the region during the past decade, Southeast Michigan Council of Governments Executive Director Paul Tate expected the 2010 census numbers to show some decline in Detroit's population.
We expected much more around 750,000 people, and it dropped down to just under 714,000 people. The magnitude of that surprised us.
The population of the so-called Motor City is at its lowest in more than a century. More than 230,000 people left the city in the past decade. That 25% decline is one of the biggest on record for an urban area with a population over 100,000.
Some folks have left the state because of employment opportunities. Some particularly middle-class African-American families have left the city and gone to the suburbs within our region.
The dramatic exodus from a city once a symbol of America's manufacturing boom has staggering implications for Detroit. Mayor David Bing says the low census figures will cost the city and the state of Michigan more money.
Every person that's counted in the census brings approximately $10,000 to Detroit over the next decade for schools, roads, hospitals, and social service programs like Medicaid.
Bing says he intends to challenge the current census figures, which puts the population of Detroit at 713,777.
Personally, I don't believe the number is accurate, and I don't believe it will stand up as we go through with our challenge. The census has a history of undercounting residents in urban cities like Detroit. We were undercounted in 2000, and the census estimate was again revised in 2007.
Despite new techniques, which Paul Tate says have made this the most accurate census to date, he agrees with Mayor Bing that the figures do not represent Detroit's current population.
I do believe that there are more than 714,000 people in the city of Detroit. I firmly believe that. Is that 50,000? Probably not that high. But it's, there are probably a couple tens of thousands more people that were undercounted.
But Tate says adjusting census figures is not the answer to solving Detroit's population decline and Michigan's fiscal crisis.
Part of the answer is absolutely riding this transformation of our economy and getting more jobs in the region. That's part of the strategy.
Tate says bringing jobs to Michigan might prevent more people from leaving Detroit and the region for employment in other states with booming populations, such as Arizona and Texas. But the city is unlikely to attract enough jobs to once again see 2 million people filling the streets of Detroit, the population of the Motor City, during its peak in 1950. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.